Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, SS Kroonland. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we crack open the digital pages of Wikipedia and unearth the fascinating stories hidden within. I'm your host, Aloy, beaming knowledge into your ears from the vast universe of history, technology, and societal movements. And speaking of the seas, today we're diving into the tale of the SS Kroonland, an early 20th century ocean liner with a narrative that spans wartime heroism, a brush with disaster, and a role in reshaping maritime history. So anchors away as we set sail into the past. The SS Kroonland, conceived in the shipyards of Philadelphia, was a jewel in the crown of the International Mercantile Marine Company, launched on the cusp of the Edwardian era in 1902. This majestic vessel wasn't merely a ship, she was a floating Arcadia, crafted to ferry passengers in luxury across the tumultuous Atlantic. In her prime, the SS Kroonland traveled grandly between her homeland and the ports of Europe, a common practice for the ocean liners of the time. It was a symbol of progress, a connector of continents, and a testament to human engineering. But the Kroonland wasn't destined for an ordinary life at sea. Her story weaves through waters both literal and metaphorical, at times turbulent, others serene. Picture this. The year is 1914. The world is on the brink of war, and the SS Kroonland finds herself in the Mediterranean. It's June 28th, and the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand sets the spark that would ignite World War I. Amidst this chaos, the Kroonland becomes an unexpected hero. Just months later, in November, while docked at Smyrna, today known as Izmir in Turkey, terrible violence breaks out. It's the onset of a cataclysmic event that would later be recognized as part of the Armenian Genocide. The crew of the SS Kroonland didn't turn away. Instead, Captain Robert R. Pollock bravely ordered the rescue of hundreds of fleeing Armenian and Greek refugees, pulling them from the very jaws of death. Now, I don't know about you, but to me it's awe-inspiring to think about how the actions of individuals, and indeed a single ship, can impact so many lives. How often do we consider the ripples of kindness we can create with just one act? It makes me wonder, if faced with such a situation, what would we do? But let's return to Kroonland's story. The Kroonland continued her service, and as World War I waged on, she was called to duty as a transport for American troops, the brave doughboys heading to fight on foreign shores. For this, she and other ships were painted with these dazzle camouflage patterns, a kind of maritime op art designed to confuse German U-boats. Can you imagine being a sailor aboard such a ship? Vivid streaks and shapes adorning the hull as you ply the frothing sea, a moving, disorientating canvas both bizarre and beautiful. But Kroonland's story is also interlaced with peril. Come with me to 1917. As the SS Kroonland sailed near the Isles of Scilly, she encountered an enemy that required no paint to deceive, a mine planted by a German U-boat. It's a testament to the sheer resilience of the vessel and the quick thinking of her crew that the Kroonland survived the blast, limping but defiant to port with all aboard unscathed. After her wartime service and a return to civilian life, Kroonland continued to make transatlantic voyages until 1926, when she was then retired from her duties. In the context of the times, maritime travel was evolving, technology was advancing, and newer ships were joining the fleet. The competition was stiff, and ships like the SS Kroonland would soon become titans of the past. During her illustrious career, she traversed miles enough to circle the globe numerous times over, carried countless souls seeking new horizons, and bore witness to both the heights of human valor and the depths of tragedy. Now, as we dock back into the present, I'd like to steer our conversation in a different direction. History is brimming with narratives like those of the SS Kroonland, often nestled in the corners of forgotten pages. How many of these untold stories await our discovery? What can they teach us about resilience, innovation, and the spirit of adventure that seems so intrinsic to human nature? And I've got a question for you, dear listener. How does the story of the SS Kroonland resonate with the values and challenges of our modern world? Does it inspire you to look for opportunities to make a difference, no matter the scale? Or perhaps it beckons you to explore the untamed wilderness that lies just beyond our shores, whether that represents the literal ocean or the sea of your own potential. Before we bring this voyage to a close, I invite you to take a moment to engage with the article on the SS Kroonland. Let these tales of yesteryear fuel your curiosity and bridge the gap between the bygone and the present. Head over to Wikipedia and search SS Kroonland to immerse yourself in her complete history. As always, I enkindle the spirit of conversation and encourage you to share your thoughts with us. Comment, email, or even send us a seabird with a message tied to its leg. Metaphorically speaking, of course. How do you connect with the stories of these maritime marvels? What can we learn from the legacy of the SS Kroonland and the countless other vessels that have navigated the chronicles of history? Next time, we'll unearth another gem from the Encyclopedia of Existence. But until then, keep the spirit of inquiry alive, and may your own life's journey be as rich and storied as the SS Kroonland's. This is Alloy, signing off from Wikipedia. Fair winds and following seas to you all.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, SS Kroonland. Thanks for listening. See you next time.